Hey guys, welcome back to another special edition of the This Week in Marvel podcast. My name is Ben Morse. I'm the editor of Marvel.com. On my left, I have...
Blake Garris, and we have the pleasure of sitting with Chris Evans and Sebastian Stan from Captain America Winter Soldier. How are you guys doing today?
Doing very well.
Great, thank you.
You've got to be exhausted.
Starting to feel the effects. Yeah. It's been a long press tour.
What was the highlight for both of you guys of the press tour so far? Now that you've been promoting Cap all over the place.
What was the highlight of the press tour? This podcast.
Yeah?
This podcast.
Nice. Yep.
Can't beat it. It's media trained.
London was pretty crazy.
London was nuts. Yeah. It's just nice going around the world, seeing the enthusiasm of people in different countries, and knowing that people are actually getting to see the thing you work so hard on.
I got to say, you guys came to our friends and family screening last night and said, hey, and thanks for doing that. The cool thing is you met the owner of the Patriots yesterday.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, you were kind of excited. That was really cool
to see. That was the highlight of the press tour. Nothing to do with Captain America. I got to meet Robert Kraft, yeah.
Oh, Robert Kraft was there?
Yeah.
You told me it was the Bills.
I got it wrong.
Yeah, no kidding,
so
man.
Cool, man.
It was like the private VIP area of the Ziegfeld where...
I love that guy. I love that guy.
That would be a highlight for me, too.
Yeah. Is that your thing? Is sports your thing you kind of geek out over?
Yeah, kind of. You know, I mean, it's just, to me, it's just that it's so difficult to succeed in that realm, and it's not like a subjective profession. You have to be great.
Yeah.
This isn't like about personal opinion or taste. You know, you have a 40. This is a matter of how many, you know, it's what you run. And if you're not fast enough, you're not making it. So it's just very black and white.
And you're a Massachusetts guy.
That's right.
So that's why we're cool.
Yeah. Are you a Mass guy?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Where from?
Newton.
My father used to work in West Newton.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that after this is over because no one wants to listen to that.
What do you kind of geek out
about? What do you think about Newton? Let's
keep going.
It was funny with me with like Robert because before you got there, it was just me and him. Like for a second, I kind of came up and I recognized him, but I didn't know enough to like be able to like, walk up to him and have a conversation like you did. So he was just sort of looking at me like popping peanuts back. It was just so uncomfortable. No, I'm a basketball fan. Like that's my sport. I mean, football. Like I've become more and more of a fan. Like the last couple of years, but basketball is where I'm at.
NBA or
NBA? Yeah. Ever since like '95, when like you know the Barkley and Ewing and Clyde Drexler and like all those guys were around. Like that's when I got.
We can talk basketball.
Yeah, this should just be a sports podcast.
Boston. Yeah.
We both, man. All right, we should probably talk about the movie. All right, movie real quick. So we got to see it last night. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. You guys were both great.
Oh, thanks.
Chris, this is your fourth time, technically, playing Cap because you did the cameo.
That's right.
With Thor. Now, it's interesting because, you know, you've played different versions almost every time. You're back in the past in the 40s. Mm-hmm. You're among a team setting, and now this is your first time to really kind of dig in solo on your own. How much work in between movies are you putting in, kind of figuring out where is this guy at? Where do I have to approach it a little different?
Yeah, you try and reinvent him, but he's still the same guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, you're still coming from the same place. You work individually with your directors and try and keep him fresh. It's always difficult tapping the same well and making sure that you know it's still something people want to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of changes, Sebastian, you get to play a very different character in this movie. You get to go from Bucky to playing Winter Soldier. How did you approach this differently than you necessarily did the original?
Well, I just pretty much, you know, what was in the script is what was mapped out for me. So there were things about it that I went to the comic books for, and then there were things like in terms of physicality, like with the costume that I didn't really know until the first day on set.
Right.
But I am glad looking at that Bucky Barnes action figure that I'm not in a red spandex. Just strutting along through the streets of Cleveland looking for action.
I can't believe it.
Bucky's
even in
own
the first
Barnes.
Captain America, they found a way to stick me in those pirate boots. It would have been nice to find a way to get you in that.
I was going
to
say, was that ever even a possibility? Was that ever
ankle saying? Lapels.
Were you ever afraid of that?
Did you see this from the comics? I did after, you know, but at that point I already had the job, so I, you know, but Bucky was always a little bit different in the film scripts than in the comic books, so I was a little relieved, I guess, that he got updated, so to speak.
Yeah, so you didn't have to wear the pixie boots or anything like that.
Yeah.
Chris, what's your favorite costume you've gotten to wear? Because you had a few.
Yeah, I like the stealth suit, the one that I got to wear in this, the opening sequence, that navy
blue. That was pretty badass.
And yeah, it was easily my favorite. I thought it looked the best, it was... It was the most mobile. It was the
easiest one to get in and out of.
Yeah.
I just thought it looked the coolest, to be honest.
How tough are those to move around in? Just the outfits you guys got to put on?
Yours was real tough. That arm was that.
We're gonna ask about the arm.
It was a nightmare. Crazy. And thick leather too. Like you, yours.
No, really we were great. Like we were pretty much. We were dying in the heat out there in Cleveland for sure. Yeah, and then you know, like I couldn't see anything with the whole hair and or breathe with that mask.
Yeah, you. We both have like things on our heads. That's a real. Yeah. It's just you know, so much heat escapes from your head, and it's just. Bottling that up is...
How psyched are you when you get to pull the helmet off for this scene?
I mean, it's definitely a relief. But it's cool putting it on, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? There is something about it. I mean, you know, it is a nightmare to get in and out of, and it is hot, but, you know, sometimes you catch glimpses of yourself and like a reflection. You're like, wow, this does look pretty bad.
You guys both had to use the shield a fair bit. Mm-hmm. How much training, I guess, does that take? Because that's a major part of the character. It's a major part of the movie. You had to catch it a few times, work with that.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a mixture of CGI and actual thing.
That's what I was wondering.
Because you never really, like, hit people with it. I mean, a lot of times if you're just running, they'll give you the actual metal shield. If you got to make contact with someone, they'll give you the rubber one. And a lot of times if you hit someone, it'll bend. So, you know, you kind of just use it as reference. A lot of times it is CGI when you're throwing it around. But you train with it when you're doing the stunt work in the training, whatever the training facility is for the individual movie. They'll have some little foam shield you just kind of use to incorporate in all your fights so you can just get comfortable with it.
Overall, now that the movie's out, people are seeing it, what, for you guys respectively, is your favorite part of the movie? What are you most excited for people to see, or if they've already seen it, what are you most proud of?
I for me, it's definitely like all the fight stuff I have with Chris. I mean, I just think that thing is just so cool. It stands out so different from the other movies.
The action sequence in this is incredible. You guys really kicked ass on it.
And it's so grounded. I mean, Cap's ability is very meat and potatoes. Got punches and kicks. So, I mean, we're not really relying too heavily on CGI. There's no explosions or missiles or, you know, we don't fly or anything like that. So it's just got to be combat. And it has to just be really well-choreographed dances. And I think they did a really good job.
Well, it's very cool moving forward. You guys are both certainly going to be back. Stuff's coming up just as we kind of finish up here. Anything you're looking forward to people seeing in the next couple of years in terms of your Marvel persona? Certainly you got stuff going on outside of Marvel, and everyone should check all of that out.
Yeah.
But in terms of what's coming up Marvel-wise for you guys, what are you looking forward that you can talk about and not get me fired?
Yeah, well, Avengers is always exciting. Yeah. We're about to go start that, and you know, you can never give too much away. But Avengers is such a... It's so overwhelming, you know. You read the script, there's so many plot lines and so many characters that need to be addressed. And even though I love working with those guys, to be honest, I love what we did in this movie. I'm excited for Cap 3. I'm just excited to kind of dive back in.
Yeah.
Just exploring this dynamic. It's such a good storyline, you know, for the Marvel Universe. This kind of, like, friendship and this history. It's really original.
I know. I was actually, you know, even hearing from a few fans at the premiere and stuff, like, I was always amazed at how the concept of friendship always keeps coming up for people, that they can relate to it in different ways. And it's funny how you just see that in these movies kind of, like, always be solidified, whatever the time period that they're in or, you know, wherever they're going. So, it's such a... Marvel just keeps elevating it every time, every movie that they do, I feel like our movie just kind of did that, and so, you know, I wanna see what happens next.
I think we all do. You guys did a great job. Thank you guys so much for the movie. Thanks for coming in and chatting with us.
Absolutely.
And, of course, everybody, keep following everything these guys do, whether it's Marvel or not. Very, very talented and very nice gentlemen.
Thanks.
One of them's from near me.
That's right.
And you seem like a nice guy, too.
thanks.
So until next time, this is Marvel, your universe.